I'm guessing you wish this sermon would be as brief as the Bible reading. I am so glad to be here, and I'm thankful that you are here. It's time for a change. Have y'all noticed that? And while I'm thinking about it, it's really a time for change. I've got to remove that, and then I'm going to remove this. Now, if you notice, several of the elders don't have a tie on. Now, some of the old fogies do. And some not elders, old fogies, Milton, still have a tie on. And so what I'm wanting to just illustrate change and a change in culture. And there's a lot of change in culture. This is one of them. One of our preachers doesn't even have a coat on this morning. What's up with that? And one of our preachers told me that he was so into culture, he doesn't have a pair of socks that come above his ankles. And when he told me that, I said, well, you know, I got a pair of socks that come up halfway to my knee. And so I'm out of step in a lot of ways. But I've made some changes over the years. I've done some thinking. In fact, you know what? I think I'll just take this off and make an even greater change. Now, I'm not trying to embarrass anybody. I'm not trying to tell anybody that wearing a tie or not wearing a tie is wrong. What I am trying to tell you is that change takes place, and we don't like it sometimes. There's a guy sitting in this audience one time. I was preaching along, and I was standing right here. I remember it. Because I had on a coat, and I put my hand in my coat pocket, and I didn't think about it. And then all of a sudden I thought, what are you doing with your hand in your pocket? That's not something that is appropriate necessarily in front of an audience. And so I pulled my hand out of my pocket, and then of all things, the flap was down in my pocket. And you don't do that either, because there's some folks in this room that have come along beside me and pulled the flap out of my pocket, because we have opinions about how things ought to be done, right? And so we don't change those things easily. Well, I'm telling you, change is coming in my life that has not been lightly considered. It's been prayerful, it's been thoughtful, it's been long, it's been hard, and I'm confident that both of you who are disappointed in that decision that I've made, you've had a hard time understanding it too. But I want to tell you, change is going to come in our lives in unthinkable ways. I would really like to see your hand. Raise your hand, and I want everybody to look around. If you have been going to this congregation 3.5 years consistently, how many of us? Now, look, almost all of us in this room have been here 3.5 years. I want to show you what's happened in 3.5 years. 3.5 years ago, I got a copy of our directory, a written copy of our directory. The other day, as I was thinking about what I wanted to say and how difficult change is for people, I wanted to just show you change happens and we don't even notice it. I looked through that directory from December 11, 2017 to today. And I've left some off because of some people who are members here in our directory but just don't come hardly at all. I gave them the benefit of the doubt, or this number would be greater. I counted 94 individuals and families that have moved on from the Henderson congregation in 3.5 years. Now, I'm talking family. Several of those would be 4 people in the family, some of them 1 or 2 more than 4 in the family. And as I thought about that, we're talking about a change of probably 200 people that have left Henderson in 3.5 years. It's been amazing. I didn't realize it. I was shocked when I took a look at it. We're a different congregation. None of those moves were planned by the elders. Change happened, and we don't even notice it. I'm guaranteeing you that many of you could not name 10 of those family partners, some by death, some by divorce, some by moving, some by changing congregation, just lots of reasons for change. But change has occurred in an amazing, amazing way. Now, what's your attitude toward change? What are you thinking about? Are you thinking, what were the elders thinking, keeping Roy Sharp so long? Or maybe you're thinking, what were they thinking in letting him go? Because change is hard for you either way. And as we think about that, I was reading this information by a man named Grady Nutt. He said, openness is essentially the willingness to grow, a distaste for ruts, eagerly standing on tiptoe for a better view of what tomorrow brings. A man once bought a radio, a new radio, brought it home, placed it on the refrigerator, plugged it in, turned it to WSM in Nashville, that's the home of the Grand Ole Opry, and then pulled all the knobs off of the radio. He had already tuned into every station he wanted to tune into in his life. Some marriages are rutted, rather dreary, because either or both parties have yielded to the tyranny of the inevitable. What has been will still be. This encouragement closes by saying, stay open to newness. Stay open to change. And then some of you may appreciate this. I read about a man from the backwoods in the mountains of Tennessee, never had been to a big city. He goes into one of our big cities and he finds himself in one of these huge tall buildings he'd never been in before. And he's standing and this door opens to the elevator. This note says, for the first time, he saw an elevator door open. And then it says he watched as an old, haggard woman hobbled onto the elevator and the doors closed. He had no idea what was happening. So he stood there and he waited a few minutes. And then in just a few minutes, the door opened. This young, good-looking, beautiful woman marched off the elevator smartly. And the father hollered to his youngest son, Billy, go get your mama. We want change sometimes. And change is very, very hard. Thomas Kempis said, be not angry that you cannot make others as you wish them to be, since you cannot make yourself as you wish to be. Give other people a break. Give the elders a break. Give me a break. Give others a break in your life. Because things aren't going to be the way that you want them to be. People are not going to be the way you want them to be. And neither are you unless you are so arrogant and conceited you think you have no place for growth. Give people a break. There was a minister from Philadelphia over 100 years ago. He said, Lord, help us to be right. For you know how hard it is to change. Change is really hard for us. But this morning, you may think Job 14:14 is a strange passage for change. But if you look at those first 14 verses, that includes the one that was read a while ago, you're going to see Job taking a look at life as it really is. Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. Man is like a tree that is cut down, but a tree blossoms and comes back out, and it will sprout out again. But where is man? You take man and you put him in a hole, and he's there. Where is man? Job is looking about change in life and how difficult change is, and he didn't understand all the change that's there. But I want to share with you three suggestions from the last part of verse 14. First of all, you've got to will change in your life. You see, sometimes we don't have a choice. We don't choose for our loved ones to die, for our friends to die. But we have to engage our will and accept that and understand that. And we become exceedingly sad. I have known of one woman whose husband died. She died the day he died, not physically, but emotionally and otherwise. She sat in a rocking chair for the next 3 years, basically, until she did die physically. I begged her to get up and come to church. I begged her to get up and get out and enjoy her children, and she enjoyed a dog. Her son bought her a dog to keep her company, and she sat and rocked that dog for 3 years until she died. We've got to will a different life when change happens. Nobody in this room forced me to do anything with regard to change in my life. In fact, many have suggested that I change my decisions. But we have to will ourselves to understand and accept change, even when we don't like it. Job says, if a man shall he die, shall he live again? All the days of my service, I will, one translation says, I will wait. Job didn't know what was going on about life. He didn't know what death was all about. He didn't understand a lot. He understood some things, but he didn't understand a lot. And he said, I will wait. I'm going to wait and see what happens. You see, there perhaps might be at least one person in this room who's pronounced doom and gloom. They're going to get some young guy come in here. He won't wear a coat. He won't wear a tie. He won't preach the way I've been used to hearing people preach. And we're going to go to the dog. Are you thinking like that? Will yourself to change. The elders have willed themselves toward change before I make my decision. They've willed themselves toward change in a positive way, in a good way, thinking about shepherding this congregation in a better way than they have in the past. They had to will that. I will help this congregation be better. I will help this congregation be different. I will shepherd these people in the most positive way I know how. Determined to change. You have no choice. Change is coming. So use your will. Jeremiah 29:11 is a passage that we use a lot. Israel is in captivity. Jeremiah is sent by the Lord to tell them the Lord's will. And this is what he tells them. Look, you go ahead and you marry, you have children, you build houses in this captivity. You make yourself at home, in a sense. And then we have these words. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope of a future. I can tell you, that is exactly what our elders are in the process of. That very concept. That's what the Lord wanted from the people, his people, who were in captivity. A second thing, not only engage your will, but anticipate change. It's coming. It is coming. You've heard me say 2 or 3 times in 10 years, I remember when I used to jump, I would get off the floor. It doesn't happen anymore. I didn't anticipate that. When I was about 50 and still playing sports and really in good shape, I promised myself, I will never be out of shape. I will always be ready to play, and I will always be able to do things physically. It ain't so. When somebody used to move and they said, we need help, I'd be the first one there, and I'd go pick up the heaviest things with somebody and take them out. I don't even go now. Let some of you young guys that thought like I thought, you're always going to be strong. You're always going to be healthy. Well, you ain't, but do it now while you can. Job is expecting change to come. You should be expecting change to come. Though our outward man is going to be perishing. It's going to be decaying. It's easy to see. Some of the guys and gals that just graduated, we honored recently, they were in about the second grade when I came here a few years ago. They changed. Some of them, unthinkably, I cannot even believe how some of them have changed. Billy and I did a funeral yesterday, and we were with a group of people that we used to be with a lot, and we'd see those little kids. There are 2 or 3 of those little kids looking down on me now. They changed so much. They are growing up, but look at us older folks. Our outward man is decaying. It's changing, and it's going to happen to every one of you, regardless of how you think you're going to be in the future. You have no clue. So anticipate change, and do not lose heart. I am excited about being in the middle of another decade, starting tomorrow. I'm excited about that. I'm not sad. I'm not pouting because I am an old guy. I'm looking forward to it. And no matter what you young people think, I'm happier than most of you. And excited about life more than most of you. And I want you to be happy, and I want you to be excited from your youth up. It's a great blessing, but you won't be unless you anticipate change. It's going to come in your life just as surely as it has in mine. And I'm not talking about 50 years down the road. I'm talking about very soon. Changes are going to take place that won't be fun, and they won't be there. The third thing is have patience. Job said, all the days of my life, I will wait. His will is waiting to see what's going to happen, waiting for the Lord to act in his life. And he says, I'm going to wait till my renewal, the change, should come. Even though it's in a little bit of a different context, and I admittedly have taken this verse out of context, but it is applicable with regard to change. I will wait. Don't quit on the elder. Don't quit on the Lord, especially. Don't quit on this great congregation of godly people. You get up and you get going in an even greater way. But you got to will it. You got to anticipate the change. And you got to have patience while the process of change is taking place. Trust God's will. Got to wait. A great passage we think about a lot from Isaiah 40 and verse 31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And that passage is not just talking about young people. It's talking about all of us, the people of Israel back there, but for us today. You've got to get up and wait in an appropriate way. That doesn't mean to go home and sit in the corner and wait and see if the elders hire somebody that I like. It means to get up and do what you can today while that process is going on and make this the great congregation that it has been through the years. This is one of the most storied congregations in the whole church. You are blessed in ways that are unthinkable. There are probably 15 or 20 better preachers sitting in this audience than I am. How blessed you are. How great it is to sit at the feet of someone like our friend Clyde Woods in a class talking about things that he knows more about probably than anybody in this room. Thank you, Clyde. You've helped my life a lot in a lot of ways. You just don't understand sometimes how blessed all of us are. So, three suggestions for change. Will it? I will change with life. Have I been a better preacher because I took my tie off or my coat off? No. I'm still the same old guy, presenting the same old message. And may God bless me. Preach the same old. Because the one thing you do not change is the message. Preach the word. You be ready all the time, in season, out of season. You be ready to reprove and rebuke and exhort, but with all long-suffering and patience. Don't change the word. There'll be numbers if this congregation lasts as long in the future as it has in the past. Think how many different preachers have come and gone. And the same thing's going to happen again. Wait, will, anticipate, and be patient during the process. Change is necessary. It's going to happen. It's the way God designed the world. Things cannot, will not stay the same. But here is my last exhortation to this group as a whole. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Now, as I close, I have a special exhortation. Quite likely, somebody in this room needs to make a real change in your life spiritually. It's quite likely you may feel the need to make a public response and say, I have not been living the way God wants me to live. It may be because you've never been born into the family of God by repenting of your sins and being baptized into Christ. It may be because as a child of God, you said, God, I understand what you want. I know what you want, but I'm going to do what I want to do. And that's the way you've been living life. But you know you need to turn to repent. Pray that God will forgive you. What an amazing thing can come about in your life when you're there. There are lots of troubles in this world, lots of troubles in this congregation. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. We're going to sing this song that Shannon has selected. If you're in this room and you need to change your spiritual life, we can help you. Please let us. Come to the front as you stand.